This is the Women with Vision podcast, where we get real with some of the leading entrepreneurial superwomen about what it takes to build a business online and beyond with kids, husbands, and everything else.
Hey there, superwomen. I'm so excited to have my next guest. She is an amazing woman. One of the reasons why I wanted to have her in this project is because she is holding down an amazing job in an amazing industry and somehow figured out how to sell 40 homes around her job in the last 2 years. I think it is incredible. It tells you a lot about her fortitude, her focus, her ability. And she has 15 years of experience as a labor and employment litigation paralegal, which I think is amazing. I'm excited to talk to her because I want to talk about, you know, all the things, you know, how did she figure out how to do that? You know, what made her go from law to real estate? You know, and she is right now focused on the northwest side of Houston for her real estate practice. But I'm just so excited to have her here. Jessica Zamora, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to have you. And I'm excited that, you know, we're talking. I know we were talking the other day about Lucky Money. You're with Lucky Money and, you know, you are, you know, just doing the things and just creating an amazing business. And to be doing this part time, I'm still kind of flabbergasted by it. But I want to find out, how did you decide to go from, you know, paralegal from the law industry into real estate?
Well, I have to start from the beginning and saying that I've always been around real estate. My parents, they built their first home in 1990, and I'm a first generational American. So my parents are Mexican, and they came into this country when they were teens and obviously built a life here. But my dad was in an accident, like in 1987, he was in a workers' comp, really bad accident. It was disabled for the rest of his life. He was never able to work again, and he ended up getting a workers' comp settlement. So we were raised literally off of this workers' comp settlement that was going to keep him from working for the rest of his life. And mind you, it was me and my brother and my mom and my dad. It was the family of four, and we were supposed to survive off of this workers' comp settlement. And, you know, and he was never going to be able to provide for his family. So, you know, what my parents did was they built a home with that money that they got from the workers' comp settlement. And they built the home slowly but surely. And then in 1996, my mom ends up buying her own beauty salon, her business, becomes a business owner, and buys her second home. So real estate has always kind of been somewhere around me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fast forward to when I met my husband in 2005, he, as a teenager, worked for a mortgage loan officer. So he got some real estate things. So me and him, as, you know, we were in our 20s, we always talked about, oh, you know, we should flip houses, we should do something like that. So we end up buying our first home at 25. Wow. So at 25, we buy our first home, and, you know, literally, it was the best thing that we did in our 20s. And in 2019 was when we decided to buy our second home. And we literally outgrew our first home. And I was expecting, we were having our first child, so we needed to get a bigger house. So in 2019, we buy our second home. And when we do, we kind of noticed that there isn't enough resources for our communities to be informed of what it takes to buy, what it takes to get qualified for a loan. So it was a lot of legwork that we were doing ourselves to kind of figure out how we were going to purchase our second home, and obviously how we were going to make that happen for us. So in 2019, I kind of see a void, right? I was like, why aren't we having more resources? Why isn't there anything else, you know, coming, just more availability for us to be informed to make it happen? So that's when in 2020, and obviously with the pandemic and everything else going on, I was now made to work from home like the rest of the world. Me and my husband said, you know, if something like this ever happens again, and we're always at the mercy of corporate America, right? I'm always at the mercy of the next job and what they're going to do with our workforce. We decided we need to grow businesses. We need to establish something. And then we obviously remembered what we initially had talked about in different periods in our lives about real estate, you know? Mm-hmm. So he was like, I think you should be the first to get licensed and see how you do. And then hopefully, you know, maybe I'd get licensed too. So that was a conversation my husband and I were having then. And I did. I got licensed in 2021 and, you know, have literally hit the ground running and have, you know, try to do the most of it as I can. I feel that a lot of my ambition or my drive comes from my parents, right? They came into this country. They try to make something for themselves. Every time they try to do something, you know, something got in their way, got pushed down, they got set back, you know? So I think a lot of my drive is just literally taking no for an answer and wanting to be good at anything I do or anything I touch. So that was kind of my introduction to real estate and why I felt that I needed to, you know, zone in this particular area.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm now starting to, you know, getting to know you a little bit more and understanding some of the things that's driving you. One of the things I noticed from your conversation is that, you know, you pushed your family into buying real estate. You pushed them. You say, you know what? You know, we need to have something. You're driven by a little more than just making money. I can tell that. I feel like you went into this business a little bit more about, you know, of course, creating a legacy, but also, you know, helping people to get to their next step because a lot of us don't know. What has been some of the ups and downs that you have experienced, you know, personally and in and your business?
Well, I think that in life, we just naturally have ups and downs, right? We have good days, bad days. And again, I just attribute a lot of lives and business dealings back to my mom. I think my mom was the first kind of entrepreneur that, you know, showed me that in business, you have to take risks. And I've seen her start businesses, you know, and kind of, you know, not some and that made and made some not, you know, some great choices or business choices. So I've seen where, you know, different aspects of business where some deals were well and thought of and some others not so much. So I definitely attribute that knowledge I have for wanting something or creating something from my mother. But especially when it comes to real estate, I think the hardest thing is working with people, right? You're literally at the mercy of having a connection, establishing a connection, or having them trust you, right?
Yes.
Because I mean, hey, we're in a world full of realtors. There's so many licensed realtors in Houston, and what sets me apart from the next person. I mean, I think we're all great. We all got license. We all have the background to do it. But what sets me apart, and I feel that some of the ups and the downs come with having that ability to connect with people. You know, either they're going to resonate with you or they're not. There are for plenty of reasons of
right.
why that could be. But I feel like when you're working with people, it is a beautiful thing to experience what other people think and what other people go through. I mean, sharing some of the cultural differences that we have, like, you know, some people are really big into feng shui, right? And they believe I need a house facing this way. And there's specific things that people say, or I will never buy a house with a red door, you know, and there's all these different things that you have to cater. And literally when you're meeting a new client, for me, it's kind of like hitting a reset button, right? Mm-hmm. And making sure like that you're listening to them as to what their needs are. So I feel that we can all sell a home. We can all do that. I think relating to people is something that we all aren't capable of doing.
Right, right.
I think there's definitely a process that happens to make sure that you are dealing with, or that you understand their ability to what they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all are trying to get there. So I think the ups and downs of this business are literally being able to connect with people,
mm-hmm.
getting people to trust you, and
yep.
making sure that, you know, hey, this is probably going to be the biggest investment they make in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And why should they do business with you,
yeah.
right? It's a huge transaction that you're doing. And why should they trust you in making sure that you're going to lead them through?
Mm-hmm.
So that and having and having the personalities that you might not be conveying something so clearly, that makes it a little hard for them to communicate with you.
Yeah.
So, I think that there's a lot of ups and downs in the business. And I think that's why, you know, some people, quit after the first year or so, because it's difficult. You have to learn to literally be a chameleon, right?
Yep.
You change to the color and to the wants of what they're looking for. They don't need you to be a know-it-all, right?
No,
that
right.
particular client just needs you to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but there's the other client that needs you to push them and wants, you know, that you literally give them ideas and give them your thoughts, where there's, you know, so there's you have to be able to read people.
Read people. Wow. Yeah. You
very
know,
much so.
When I think about, you know, just the little bit that I know, I would imagine to me that you being a paralegal is definitely a benefit.
Right.
Right. Definitely a benefit. I mean, it helps you to read contracts. It helps that the trust factor's there.
Right.
They know you've been in litigation, paralegal for 15 years. You're like, okay, I trust her a little bit more to do my transaction, right?
Right.
But what do you think is the keys to success? You know, other than, of course, you said listening to people. You know, being able to be a chameleon and turn colors when you need to. What are some other mm-hmm. things that people can do to be successful?
Well, to me, I think it all starts with a drive, right? I think naturally as humans, we tend to be negative. For every single positive thought we have like 10 negative ones that go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just creatures of a negative energy, I think. So I think one is getting past that negative energy and just having the positive attitude of, I want it bad enough. I want this to literally come to fruition. I need this to happen for me. And, you know, coming from the background that I did with the struggles that we had, and literally, I mean, we were, I'm proud to say I'm a welfare recipient child who literally made it out of anything. And,
yeah.
you know, statistically, I'm not supposed to be here. Statistically, I'm supposed to be a, a stereotype of so many, so many kinds. But I feel that what sets me apart is literally my will to not take failure as an option. I cannot, I cannot see that as something that I can happen. And I'm not saying that I'm going to be good at everything and that I'm going to succeed in everything and every idea is going to be, $1 million, venture. But know that it's a lessons learned and that there technically is no loss, right? It's a lesson learned of what I needed to do better, what I should have done better. And taking that negativity out of it, because I feel that once we start thinking about, oh my God, look at how much I've spent on this marketing that did nothing. And look at what I'm wasting and look, it's getting me nowhere. And you're constantly like giving yourself a pity party over and over and over. It's draining.
It
It's
is draining.
literally weighing heavy on you. And I feel that we need to be kinder to ourselves, and give us a little bit of slack. It's okay. It's okay to have a bad idea. It's okay to, make a bad decision. It's okay. We'll have a better one. And I definitely think that just part of that just it, you know, is a, it's your attitude. I think that, it's easy. It's very easy to be like, oh, that was dumb. That was in the right move. And it's kind of like, what do they call it? Quicksand, right? It's like an immediate thing that keeps happening over and over, and you're just sucking the life out of yourself. And that I think is your biggest obstacle for sure. Just making sure that you stay positive and say, hey, tomorrow I'll try again. I'll try something else. I'll try to do something else. But I think you have to be positive, and the world I think is negative enough for everything that you
For
have
all of
to be
us,
your
right?
own advocate and know that you can do it.
I love that. Listening to you a little bit talk about your parents and what they were able to accomplish with so little, that's very impressive, and I'm sure a very inspiring for you. You talk about your mother being inspiring for you. But what else is inspiring you right now?
Well, I mean, several things keep me motivated. My family is everything. I mentioned I have a 3-year-old daughter. I became a mom in my mid to now late 30s. I am a mother of a 3-month-year-old boy, a 3-month boy. So I literally gave birth 3 months ago.
Oh, wow.
So my family definitely keeps me motivated. And for us, for my husband and I feel that, in those conversations that we were having and when we were having conversations about having children, we wanted to establish generational wealth and what we needed to do to make sure that we were making that happen. Because my husband and I have been together for 18 years. We've known each other for a very long time. And when it was just him and I, it was great. I mean, we were best friends and we did everything for us. But now it's about, what we're leaving behind as a legacy. And we definitely wanted to establish something that we can pass on. So they daily keep me motivated. I can't fail again because I have them to show for it. I want them to be proud of mommy. I want my husband to be proud of, his hardworking wife. And of course my mom, I want my mom to know that obviously anything I did was because she was the original entrepreneur in our family, and that she was the person that continues to spark that fire in our family to grow businesses and to establish something for us. And of course, the reason why I got into real estate, the ability to help people. A lot of my business comes from first-time home buyers, and for me, it's a genuine excitement to be able to be at closing with them and having them feel so excited that we were able to meet their goal. And I say we because I feel like it's a team effort between me and them to make sure that they purchase this house. I'll share a story. I closed my very first real estate transaction was a lease. It was a young gentleman with his mom, and they were immediately needed a lease. So I was able to do my first transaction as a year lease. And I remember telling him, why are you guys, leasing? You should be buying. Why, it can happen. I can make it happen. So I made sure to pretty all from time and time again to kind of check on him and see where he was on his credit. Are you paying your credit cards? Are you staying on top of your credit? Are you guys saving? What is happening? So I stayed on him. I stayed on him and would reach back out every once in a while. And finally, this year we closed on his house. So 2 years later, so this is my very first transaction in real estate with, and I literally helped him and his mom close on a home. Was literally the most amazing feeling ever that I was able to do that for that family, and that they no longer are in this kind of curse of renting. Because I feel like sometimes we get misinformation. We don't get the appropriate information to make sure that we are doing what we need to buy, real estate. And I think I was just so proud when we got those keys and had the deal done. It was to see his brothers and sisters like super excited for something that they were owning. What I mean beats any bad day I might have in real estate any day,
Oh, that
for
is
sure.
so awesome. I mean, because you cared enough to work with them. You cared enough to care about their future, and that, because it's one thing to just get the commission, but it's a whole different thing to really want them to get out of the rat race of the lease circle. So good for you. That's really awesome. Oh my goodness, Jessica. Okay, so tell me anything else that you want to share with the reader about yourself or about, being successful and all the things that you're doing.
Well, if I could share, in right before I get my real estate license. So, mind you, this is all pandemic, right? So in 2020, as I shared before, my husband and I decided, okay, Jessica, you'll be the first to take a stab at getting licensed. So I start my classes, and I was right about to take my real estate exam. I was literally just, I was like, okay, I'm going to sign up for it. I'm going to do it. And my father dies of COVID. Like most of the world, we shared a lot of loss, right? A lot of the world lost somebody or somebody that knew somebody. There was a lot of hardship in 2020. So I can tell you that 2020 was definitely a hard year. And I, for a couple of months, said, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing real estate. I'm not doing anything else. I don't care about anything else. Like, what was I thinking? So I didn't want to take the real estate exam. I said I wasn't going to do it anymore, even though I had already, finished my classes and everything. So there's a rule that my husband and I come up with, and saying that we can only feel sorry for ourselves for one day. And obviously, with the loss of my father, that became 3 months, because I was able to get it excused a little bit
Extended.
longer, right? Extended a little bit longer. But We develop that rule to tell ourselves that regardless of how hard anything may seem, fine, like eat ice cream, eat the junk food, feel sorry for, you know, at least the 24 hours, and then shake it off and do it all over again. So I share my dad's loss because I didn't feel motivated for that time period. And for me, obviously, it was 3 months that I didn't feel motivated. I didn't feel like anything was going to work out in my favor, especially with that loss, because I was expecting a different outcome. I thought that my dad was going to make it, and he didn't. I think in life, we have to, you know, just literally pick up our pants, take the day on, and keep moving forward.
Yes.
You know, we all have different losses at any given time, but I think that is kind of what builds us, right? Because the loss doesn't necessarily stop it from hurting. I mean, even speaking to you about it now, the loss is still there. It still hurts to talk about it. But I turned it around and said, I want him to be proud.
Yes.
I'm going to do real estate, and I want him to be proud. So that again goes back into being able to say, you know what, I'm going to give him my all. There is nothing wrong with literally putting it out there and hopefully coming out on top. So, you know, closing 40 deals in the last 2 years for me have literally just been, you know, taking it one at a time. I never did I envision, you know, that I would once do that. I think I'm still part-time because I'm not sure that it's not a dream or that it's my reality, and that, you know, I can really, you know, do this because of how, you know, it's all been for me, right? So I take a transaction. I don't take things for granted. I'm grateful for the referrals because a lot of my business are repeat customers. A lot of them are referrals from customers who have helped. And that to me tells me I'm doing something right. I'm doing something that is helping and making a difference in somebody's life. So for what it's worth, I think my hardships, my pain, you know, comes with a nice silver lining at the end, and that I'm, you know, making a difference for families, in helping them obviously accomplish a dream of becoming a homeowner.
Yeah, you are, and making your dad proud same time, because I know he's very proud of what you're doing, and I'm very proud of what you're doing, because I think it's amazing. I think you're better than you think you are, and I think that you know, I am so excited that you're part of this project and I'm part of this community. So I'm looking forward to all the things that we're going to be doing together. I cannot wait. And thank you so much, Jess, for your time. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much.